bara ipiki giger nisene. Upuru kumgumun usuluyu.
Yeah, we're doing a radio show.
Oh my goodness.
And we're gonna talk about ourselves. What do we? We're gonna answer our questions.
All right,
a skill testing question, and then we'll read something that we've already either written or that we enjoy.
You just heard the voice of Rick Vaughn, teacher at Mackay Elementary School. He's preparing his fifth grade class for a radio show. Several weeks ago, Noel Thomas, off-the-hour contributor, asked Mackay School Principal Dan Fagan if any teacher at the school would like to give their students an opportunity to produce a radio show. CKUT wanted to facilitate a radio show at Mackay to give the youth an opportunity to learn about radio through hands-on practice by producing their own radio show. We also decided to bring a 1-watt transmitter to the school so the kids could actually hear themselves broadcast on the FM dial. When we arrived on the morning of May 29th, Noel unpacked his big boom microphone and began demonstrating his recording equipment to the students. I unpacked and turned on a 1-watt transmitter, then went outside into the hallway and set up an FM receiver. I told Rick to take his students out in small groups to hear the FM broadcast. This was their reaction.
Right now?
Yeah. So how does that happen?
People are listening to us.
Anyone can ring right out in the hallway. People are listening to us.
Oh.
Check it out. Is it true?
We're on the radio.
Yeah, you're on the radio.
It's so on the radio.
Isn't that cool?
Kenny says, I can't go in and talk to myself.
That's great. Yeah. So we're on the radio. How did it happen?
Radio waves.
Yeah. So what about your radio wave project? What'd you learn?
I learned about Marconi and how radio waves work. They've got, I forget what they are, but it like vibrates and then makes like sparks and it sends the waves to the.
So does everybody know how their eardrum works? That it vibrates? That's sound coming into your ear. And the way I can hear your voice right now is your voice is making vibrations in the air. So that's how radio waves work. Transistors like our voice. Rather than making bounces so that we can hear it with our eardrum, the transistor makes bounces so you can hear it on the radio. Which is why we can hear ourselves out there right now because we have a couple of transistors over here. This is a pocket radio. This is something that you can put in your pocket and make a radio station out of. It's got transistors in it.
So it puts whatever sound happens around it on the radio. This is an antenna. And these transistors, these black things in here, are what allow that to happen. So I'll pass this around if folks want to look at it. But you'll see that it has this big silver thing as a microphone. So this is what we're broadcasting from today. This is our radio station. But we need to put some content on it, right?
Hi, it's me. What's up, baby? I'm sorry, listen, I'm gonna be late tonight, so don't stay up and wait for me, okay? Wait, say that again? You're really trusting now. I think my battery must be low. Listen, if you can hear me, we're going to this place nearby, alright? Gotta go!
Let me tell you the story about the call that changed my destiny. Me and my boys went out just to end up in misery. Was about to go home when she was standing in front of me. Still high, I got a little place nearby. I wanna go. I should have said no. Someone's waiting.
You're listening to a special rebroadcast here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Yesterday, Noel Thomas and I met with Rick Vaughn's fifth grade class at Mackay Elementary School. The students had written a script and selected songs for this radio show. When we arrived, Noel and I demonstrated the equipment we brought. Noel meandered around the classroom with his boom microphone, sharing his headphones with the students, and I set up a 1-watt transmitter inside of the class so that the students could broadcast their radio show to the hallway. After talking about how their voices actually got on the radio through the magic of transistors, the students settled in to produce their own radio show on 104 FM, broadcasting to the hallway of Mackay Elementary School. This is a special edition of Off the Hour, a rebroadcast here on CKUT, your community access radio station at 90.3 FM.
I hope you've enjoyed The Call by the Backstreet Boys. We are now broadcasting from 104 FM MCC3. Hi, my name is Amber, and I'm talking to you from my grade 5 classroom here at Mackay Center School. I will be your host for the next half hour or so, and right here next to me is your co-host for this program.
Hi, I'm Harry, and as Amber said, we are talking to you from Mackay Center School for Deaf and Disabled Students. Amber and I are both reverse integration students here at Mackay, which means that we are students temporarily on loan from regular EMSB elementary schools attending Mackay for just a year or two.
Yes. For example, I come from Nesbitt and Harry comes from Edinburgh. Both Harry and I are now in Mr. Van's grade 5 class for physically disabled students. In our class of 12, only 5 of us are reverse integration students, and unfortunately, one of us, Mary Lynn, is at home today with mono. We miss you, Mary Lynn.
Yes, we do. Get better soon, Mary Lynn.
Our class is just so excited that CKUT Radio has come here and set up a temporary studio to allow us to share a glimpse of life at Mackay with you.
Yes, and we plan to do that by interviewing each of the colorful people in our class. Since the last shall be first, Amber, why don't we start with the last person to join our class this year?
All right, let's. Gift, you are relatively new to Canada, aren't you?
Yeah. How did a young man from Zimbabwe end up at Mackay Center School in Montreal?
I came here in Canada in March of last year, and my doctor's finding me a good school for me because my doctor told me that a lot of Montreal schools are not wheelchair accessible. So it took me a long time to go to Mackay Center, and after some few months, my doctor find out about Mackay. And then I started here in October of last year.
Wow. What are you going to share with us today, Gift?
I have a story which is called... I'm going to read this segment of my story called Gift's Dog. Mommy, Mommy! I think we should get a new house for Bruno because this fight will not stop, said Gift. I'll think about it when I get mine. Hey Gift, what if we sell some of your toys so that we can buy a dog's house? What? My what? Toys? No way. Sorry, wrong number.
That sounds like it was based on a real story, Gift.
Thank you.
Now, Gabby and Fabio, you both may be going to high school next year. How do you feel about leaving Mackay, Gabby?
I feel sad leaving Mackay.
I feel the same way.
What will you guys miss the most?
I'll miss my friends. I'll miss the school.
I'll miss Jim and Capudas.
What are you
going to impart to us today?
A Bluebird Adam by Lee Hunt. A Bluebird Adam, I woke one night from a deep dream of peace. I saw within the moonlight in his room, making it rich and like a lily in bloom. An angel writing a book of gold, exceeding peace had made Ben Adam bold. And to the presence in the room he said, "What watchest thou?" The vision raised its head, and with a look made all of sweet accord, answered, "The names of those who love the Lord." "And is mine one?" said Abu. "Nay, not so," replied the angel. Abu spoke more low, but cheerily still, and said, "I pray thee then, write me as one that loves his fellow man." The angel wrote and vanished. The next night it came again with a great wakening light, and showed the names whom love of God had blessed. And lo, Bad Adam's name led all the rest.
Fabio, what do you have to share today?
I got a poem I wrote. It's about La Ronde by Fabio Mathieu. I like La Ronde. It's so much fun. The rides are cool, even in the sun. There is so much to do. Believe me, it's true. So you have to spend the day to have fun and play. The coolest ride of all is the newest one of them all. His name is just scary as the ride itself. It's called the Vampire Beware.
Well, I hope you'll both do really well in high school next year.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And we're not going to high school next year. It's true, Mom.
Kenny, what were you like when you first came to Mackay, and how have you changed?
I still lots. When I was a little kid, I had difficulty speaking English and hearing things. And then when I talked to my friends and when I was in pre-K, they didn't understand me. So then after, when I grew up, I felt I was speaking much better.
Great. You really did a super job taking the role of Goliath in the class play David and Goliath that we wrote and performed last term. Will you give us a sample of your part? Perhaps Moak could help by doing the narration.
So David went off to the battleground. At the battleground, there was a giant named Goliath who challenged the bravest Israeli to a duel.
"I, Goliath, challenges the bravest Israeli to a duel. Whoever wins the opposing team shall be their slaves."
David arrived just in time to see Goliath threatening the Israeli. He stopped and started to talk with some soldiers. So David went down to fight Goliath, and on his way, he picked up 5 stones from the brook As soon as Goliath saw David, he said,
"What do you think I am, a dog out of all your men? You send me a boy?"
David walked up to Goliath, and Goliath said,
"I'm going to feed your flesh to the birds." Don't say it.
Now that you have frightened us all to death, Kenny, maybe we should listen to a bit of relaxing music. Here's "I'm Like a Bird" by Nelly Furtado.
Put it on!
You're listening to a special rebroadcast here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Yesterday, CKUT visited Rick Vaughn's 5th grade class at Mackay Elementary School to help them produce a radio show. The songs you're listening to were selected by the students, who also scripted the entire show for Mackay Elementary Radio, or MCC3 104 FM, broadcasting for one day at 1 watt in the hallway of their school. You are listening to a special rebroadcast here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Yesterday, Noel, Thomas, and I visited the fifth graders at Rick Vaughn's class in Mackay Elementary School, and we were there to help him produce a radio show. And one of the things that we brought along with us was a one-watt transmitter so that we could actually broadcast what the students were doing in terms of their radio show out into the hallway so that the other students could tune in. So what I'd like to play for you now is an excerpt from the radio broadcast so you, the audience, can actually hear what the students were doing with their one-watt radio station for their one-day broadcast. This is a special rebroadcast on CKUT's Off the Hour 90.3 FM.
Chris, what do you like about being in grade 5 at Mackay Center School?
I like the volunteer students, and I like the student teachers, and we did a newspaper for Jenny, and we helped. And we sent letters to Shoshana, Francesca, Jenny, and Richard. And we emailed them on the internet.
And what do you have for us today, Chris?
Tiger, tiger, running bright in the forest of the night. What immortal hand or eye could bring that beautiful symmetry when the stars fell down the spears and watered heaven with thy tears? Did he smile his work to see? Did he who made the lambent leap? Tiger, tiger, running right in the forest out of night. When mortal hand or eye there bring thy fearful symmetry?
Well, thank you, Chris. That poem really makes you think.
An excerpt from a one-watt broadcast that Mackay students aired yesterday in their school during a one-day radio station they set up in their classroom. For the moment, we'll go back to Noel Thomas's recording of the students' radio script.
Fog by Chris Carlson. The fog comes on a little cat's feet. It sits looking over harbors and cities, on side hunches, and then it moves on.
Well read, Eric.
Now let's go on to Alexi. When and why did you first come to Mackay?
I came to Mackay when I was 2.5, because I needed therapy, physiotherapy, and occupational therapy, and probably that's all.
What do you have in store for us today?
Lone Dog by Irene Rutherford McLeod. I'm a lean dog, a mean dog, a wild dog, and lone. I'm a rough dog, a tough dog, hunting on my own. I'm a bad dog, a mad dog, teasing silly sheep. I love to sit and bay the moon, keeping fatsoes from sleep. I'll never be a lack dog licking 30 feet. A sleek dog and beak dog, cringing for my meat. Not for me the fireside, the well-filled plate, but shut door and sharp stone and cuffing cheek in hate. Not for me the other dogs running by my side. Some have run a short while, but none of them would bite. Mine is still the long trail, the hard trail, the best. Wide wind and wild stars and hunger for the quest.
Wow, that was great, Alex. Let's take a break for some music, shall we? Here's Nickelback.
I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm
sick as I run out of sense of feeling, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
A special rebroadcast on this edition of Off the Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. Yesterday, Noel Thomas and I visited the youth and Rick Vaughn's fifth grade class at Mackay Elementary School to help them produce a radio show. And you've been listening to that show right here on CKUT. We'll be right back with more from Mackay Elementary School, where students prepared a radio show to broadcast on a 1-watt FM transmitter to the hallway of their school on 104 FM.
To one of our reverse integration students. Monica, why did you initially want to come to Mackay?
Well, you see, my friend Harry Warsha, who also is the co-host, he said that it was a great school. So I believed him and I came here. I also like helping people out, and I wanted to make new friends, and that's exactly what I did.
What do you have to share today?
Well, in the last term, also we did a term paper. Each of us did a term paper on Inuits. Mine was on the language. Here's some facts about them. Inuit, which some people call Eskimos, actually like better to be called Inuit rather than Eskimos, because Eskimo means eater of raw meat, and Inuit means people, real people or human beings. Inuktitut is a language which is split up in different groups, and they sound a bit different. For example, although both Alaskan Inuit and Greenlanders speak a form of Inuktitut, they would have trouble understanding each other. Here's one other. Inuktitut has some sounds that are very different from others. For example, the letter A sounds like A in father. The letter I sounds like E in see, and U sounds like the U in moo.
Thanks, Monica. I'm sure that was well appreciated information. Now, Harry, I finally get to ask you these questions. Why did you decide to stay a second year at Mackay?
I decided to stay a second year at Mackay because I thought Mackay was a great experience and I had lots of friends here. And actually, everybody wanted me to stay.
Tell us about what you've got for us, Harry.
Well, like Mocatus and Gift, I've got a story that I wrote. In this story, a princess named Amber gets captured. Here's the Princess Amber's description. Not like a normal princess, she's mischievous and wears pants and a shirt. Now, here is a segment of my story. After Amber made Sir Kenny lose a jousting match. That night, Amber was practicing her karate against her guards in the field. She was very good at karate, so good that she knocked all her guards unconscious. But she didn't know that a fierce dragon was hiding in the forest, waiting for that exact moment. He flew out of his hiding spot and rushed right at Amber. "Oh, for Pete's sake, do I have to beat you too?" she said as she jumped to the side just in time and kicked the dragon in the side as hard as she could. "Who are you, anyway?" she asked the dragon. "I'm Fabio, the dragon of the forest," he said in a proud voice. "I've been sent by Sir Kenny to capture you and bring you back to my cave." "Oh, I just hate that night," she said angrily. There was a fierce battle with punches and kicks and firing claws. Just when it looked like Amber was going to win, the dragon leapt over Amber, grabbed her by her arms, and flew off. "Oh, pooey, this just isn't my day," she said as she was carried away.
Well, I really like your choice of characters. Now, as we've already said, Mary Lynn, another reverse integration student, is unfortunately not here with us today. She's at home with Mono. I was lucky enough to get a hold of her last night, and we composed a poem together. Actually, two. And I'll read you both of them. Mono, by Mary Lynn Marta. Tiring, boring, painful, long-lasting, disappointing, hate to miss school, Mono. And here's another one called Mackay. Mackay, wonderful, interesting, colorful, friendly, heartwarming, I already miss it, Mackay.
Well, that's a surprise. Now, Amber, you had a rather significant change in attitude last term, Amber. Could you tell us what happened to bring this about?
Yes. At the beginning of the year, when I came to Mackay, I played with everyone. But during the middle of the year, I kind of hung more around with the reverse integrated students, and whenever the Mackay regulars would come around to ask if they could play, I'd kind of put it off and say, well, maybe tomorrow. Until Karen came and spoke to a group of us and said that they didn't really appreciate the way we were treating them. And I kind of came to understand them, and I play with everyone again.
Yeah. I believe you have one thing you want to share today, right?
Yes. For this segment, I want to play for you the recording from the actual broadcast so you can have the full impact of the students' radio play as they listened to it in the hallway, since there was a 1-watt transmitter in their classroom allowing them to broadcast to the hallway. So here is the recording that was made from the radio, the students' radio play broadcasting at 1 watt on 104 FM yesterday at Mackay Elementary School.
One thing you want to share today, right?
Yes. I'm going to read a segment of a radio play we've been practicing called Sorry Wrong Number. Monica, would you like to give me a hand?
Sure.
This is a part, this is about a neurotic woman who has been in her bed for 12 years, and she doesn't really have a problem. It's all mental. Operator, operator, I've just been cut off.
I'm sorry, madam. What number were you calling?
Why, it was supposed to be Murray Hill 4-0-0-98, but it wasn't. Some wires must have crossed.
I was cut into a wrong number, and I just heard the most dreadful thing, a murder, and operator, you'll simply have to retrace that call at once.
I beg your pardon, madam. I don't quite...
Oh, I know it was a wrong number, and I had no business listening, but these two men, they were cold-blooded fiends, and they were going to murder somebody, some poor innocent woman who was all alone in her house near a bridge, and we've got to stop them. We've got to.
What number were you calling, madam?
That doesn't matter. This was a wrong number, and you dialed it, and we've got to find out what it was immediately.
But, madam...
Oh, why are you so stupid? Look, it was obviously a case of some little slip of finger. I told you to try Murray Hill 4-0-0-98 for me. You dialed it, but your finger must have slipped, and I was connected with some other number, and I could hear them, but they couldn't hear me. Now, I simply fail to see why you couldn't make that same mistake again, on purpose. Why couldn't you try to dial Murray Hill 4-0-0-98 in the same careless sort of way?
Murray Hill 4-0-0-98, I will try to get it for you, madam.
Thank you.
I am sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. Murray Hill 4-0-0-98 is busy.
Stupid!
Well, that was great.
Thank you, CKUT Radio, and to all of our listeners. I hope you have a better feel for what goes on here at Mackay Center School.
And now we'll close with the class's favorite song, I'm a Believer by Smash Mouth.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else but not for me. Love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face.
Here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Yesterday, CKUT went to Mackay Elementary School to record and demonstrate the workings of radio for Rick Bond's 5th grade class. We'd like to thank Rick, Tem, and Principal Dan Fagan. And of course, a big hand goes out to the students of Rick's class for their excellent radio show. If you'd like to contact CKUT about setting up a radio station for a day at your school, call the Spoken Word Department at 514-398-6787 extension 2593. That's 398-6787 extension 2593. We hope to hear from all of those who are interested in spreading this interactive educational experience.